of leaders who are committed to helping overturn Citizens United and fighting to get big money out of our politics and restore the power to everyday Americans. You know, we on this radio station constantly hear from citizens and others about, you know, Citizens United, the impact that it's had on our government, the impact in everyday citizens' lives, the impact in elections, all of those things. Let's talk a little bit about Citizens United and why it needs to be eradicated.
Well, you're exactly right. It needs to be overturned. At In Citizens United, our mission's really simple. We want to get big money out of politics, and we want to expand and protect the freedom to vote. Because we know that what matters in our democracy is people, right? It is the individual voice and vote that is supposed to have power in our democracy. But right now, it's really about who has the biggest checkbook. And that's who gets to have the biggest say in our democracy. I'll give you just a couple of data points. Before the Citizens United ruling by the Supreme Court, there was about $5 million in dark, undisclosed money spent in our politics.
Total?
In 2020, that number in 2006, total, $5 million. In 2020, that had increased to $1 billion. So just in 14 years, just a few short election cycles, we went from $5 million to over $1 billion. And I'm guessing what a lot of your listeners feel and what we hear from Americans across the country is that they feel like Congress isn't working for them anymore, that they're working for the biggest donors, for the special interests. And sadly, that is true, which is why we have to overturn Citizens United. And at In Citizens United, we have 4 million members across the country working every single day to do just that.
Sandy, you want to chime in quickly?
Well, I guess I'd just like to hear the detail. What do you mean overturning it? You were talking about a constitutional convention?
So to overturn Citizens, so first for your listeners, The Citizens United decision was a Supreme Court decision in January 2010, and it took two really terrible ideas and it merged them together. And it said money is speech and corporations are people, right? And it allowed this unlimited and undisclosed money to flood into our system. So there are a couple of ways we can overturn this. One, the Supreme Court could overturn itself. That seemed much more likely in 2016 when we had Merrick Garland nominated for the Supreme Court, and he would have been our fifth vote to overturn it. With this court, we don't stand a chance, right?
Right.
So the second way we can overturn it is a constitutional amendment. Those are very hard to get done. But what we know is that 20 states have already voted on a ballot to overturn Citizens United, including states like Montana with 72% of the vote. So this isn't a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. This is all Americans agree that this was a horrible ruling. But here's what we can do in the meantime. While we're working toward those big, big goals, we can also pass federal legislation today that will start to clean up the money in politics. So we at In Citizens United and Let America Vote led the efforts to pass the Freedom to Vote, John R. Lewis Voting Rights Act, and that would have made sure that all money spent in our elections was disclosed and transparent. It would have empowered small-dollar donors, so the folks who were given $5 or $10. It would have made sure that candidates and super PACs weren't working together. It would have done a lot to clean up our system right now, and we could pass that tomorrow with a simple majority in the Senate, but we have this little problem called the filibuster, which is why we're working every single day to expand our majority in the Senate.
You know, Ms. Mueller, I've got to bring in a caller who constantly harps on money in politics. He's from LA, and I would be remiss if we didn't give him an opportunity to ask you a question. Tom from LA. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? As promised, she's here.
Hey, absolutely. Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. We the people are ultimately the government. And number two, the Republicans are the pro-death and the pro-murder party. And the facts show it. Ma'am, I really, really appreciate what you're doing. The question I do have, though, is, you know, we have Buckley versus Vallejo. We have Citizens United, of course, and we have First National Bank versus Bilotti, which actually made it with corporations would actually be people. The question I have is, okay, you have organizations like movetoamend.org. You have represent.us. You have your organization. There's lots of different organizations. Or there's also Ben Cohen and Ben and Jerry's with their stamp out of money out of politics. Why is it that there's not some type of collaborative effect where everybody gets together and actually fight this as one organization so people are not so segmented in terms of the different, you know, places they can go? I mean, I think everything in this whole country is about, you know, because of Citizens United and why we don't get anything done. And if we got money completely out of politics, if we got lobbyists out of politics or out of Washington, we would restore government back to we the people.
Hey Tom, thank you very much for the call. Tiffany, you want to respond?
Yeah, it's a first, Tom, thank you so much for your dedication to our democracy and seeing the connection between money and politics and all of our other priorities, right? Because what I tell people all the time is, if you want to lower prescription drug costs, or if you want to pass real meaningful gun safety legislation, or if you want to continue to address the climate crisis that we are in, we have got to break that tie between money and politics and policy outcomes. So Tom's absolutely right. And Tom, the good news is that we do work with those other organizations that you named, Represent Us, Move to Amend, Free Speech for the People. Often we actually join forces on whether it is ballot measures or trying to pass federal legislation. Each of us takes a little bit of our own lane in this big democracy work, but we actually do collaborate and partner up a lot. So we are all talking about the best ways to try to save our democracy.
Sandy, you got...
You know, I suspect when you talk about trying to change current laws in a manner that might help, one of them would be to increase sunlight and transparency. Are you working on that? So that, for instance, K Street, which seems to have great sway, and a lot of that has to do with the money they can raise from their constituent clients, and how they wield that in politics. We were talking earlier about the tax code and the labyrinth there of special interest benefits. Are you working on that, or do you find that's a difficult path to run?
No, we were so close to being able to pass disclosure and transparency, and you're absolutely right. I mean, sunlight is the best disinfectant. What we've seen in states that have passed strict disclosure laws is that actually a lot of that outside money then pulls out. Because why these folks spend is that they know the American people aren't going to find out who it is that's spending this money, and they don't want to be held accountable for it. So I mentioned earlier that we had in Citizens United led the efforts to pass this big piece of federal legislation to save our democracy called the Freedom to Vote Act. That included the disclosure and transparency that you're saying, that if you were going to spend money to influence our elections, we needed to know who was spending it. You couldn't hide behind some random name like Americans for Better Puppies, that we had to be able to trace back where that money was coming from so that we could have accountability in our system. That was blocked by the filibuster in the Senate. And that's why one of the things we're doing is trying to elect champions like Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin to be able to expand our majority in the Senate and be able to pass that bill.
So it's more than a notion. You know, this is Citizens United is firmly entrenched. As you stated, it's going to take, you know, abolishing the filibuster is going to take, you know, withering the conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court. None of these things are easy. They're firmly entrenched in this, as you stated, over $1 billion being spent. This is not an easy undertaking.
Not at all, not at all. But I believe that the power of the people is always more powerful than the power of the money. So I know we can do it. We have 48 votes to change the filibuster right now. We need to expand that majority and add two more Democratic U.S. senators so that we can actually get rid of the filibuster and pass these bills.
So if you'll hang on a second, Ms. Mueller, got to go to a break. On the line, Ms. Tiffany Mueller. She is the president and executive director of Helping Overturn Citizens United. Sandy Williams is here. You can join us, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.